Can you explain kind of the difference so people can understand what they're getting or what they
Yeah,
should
sure.
be getting?
So you say Kobe beef, and that's like the term that everyone knows. The easiest way to understand what Kobe beef means is it's a brand name like Coca-Cola.
Gotcha.
That's the easiest way. Kobe beef is like a brand name like Coca-Cola. But it does mean something. What it means is a particular breed of cattle raised and slaughtered in Japan in a particular region, which also got rated to a certain level of quality. So with that, for Kobe beef to become Kobe beef, by the way, it also means that the producer, the slaughterhouse, and the person selling it to you all paid the Kobe beef brand name to be able to say that it's Kobe beef. But they have to qualify by being the breed Kuroge Washu. They have to have been raised and bred and slaughtered in Hyogo Prefecture, Japan, which is near Kobe going south. And then it has to achieve a rating in terms of the marble quality of an A4 or A5. It's a yield and marble score. It's done by professional raters only in Japan that have been trained for like 3 years. And it's usually three graders at a time comparing their scores. So it's
Gotcha.
a very meticulous process to get that rating. That's Kobe beef to get that brand.
Gotcha.
So within, but here's the other cool thing to understand. So Wagyu is the other second most famous word, Wagyu. Wagyu just means Japanese cow, literally. So if you think about the meaning of the word Japanese cow, what are the cow breeds that are native to Japan, right?
Okay.
There are four of them. One of them is special. One of them is the Kuroge Washu. So to be Kobe beef, you are one of the four breeds. You're Kuroge Washu.
Okay.
And all these other things happen. Okay. So a lot of people will sell like it's Wagyu, or they'll sell it's Kobe this or that. If people are selling you it's Kobe this or that in America, probably it isn't,
Probably not. Yeah, that's what I
because
was going to say.
there's only a handful of restaurants that are in that system and can illegally sell it or import it. And there's very few in terms of the pounds of it even coming over.
Okay.
So Wagyu burger, American Kobe beef burger. Costco even have a pack of burgers called Kobe burgers.
So what do you think it is then?
It's typically, I would say this, 99.9999% of the time, if you see the word Wagyu and it's for sale in the US, it's going to be an Angus beef crossbred
Cross.
with a Wagyu DNA. And that Wagyu DNA may be one of the four Kuroge, the one that actually is special and creates that marbling, but it could also be Akaushi, which is very popular in the US and is not special in that way at
Gotcha.
all. But people will breed it, they'll crossbreed it so they can call it
So they
Wagyu,
could use the
they can
name.
charge a higher price. But I'll tell you this, I've probably eaten my body weight times 10 in all kinds of Wagyu, both in Japan and in America, including purebred, crossbreed, everything. And I've never tasted a Angus cross Wagyu that didn't taste like Angus. In other words, at best, what you're getting when you see Wagyu is something that's like Angus but marbled. So it's like an Angus, but like an Angus Prime or a Prime Plus. You know, it's great beef. I'm not dissing it. I love it. I would eat it. You can eat a lot of it. And it's really delicious. It can be really good. But when somebody says, "I've got Wagyu," it's probably Wagyu cross Angus. We call it Wangus. Okay. And it's going to taste like Angus, but it might be some marbling. There's no regulation. There's no quality control. How much marbling? I don't know. Was it Kuroge or Akaushi, which is not special? I don't know. Was it 5% crossbreed in the DNA or 50%? I don't know. No one can tell you. It's just unknown. But you can jump over to the world of the breeders. And in America, and we work with all of the top ones, there are breeders who do the Kuroge Washu DNA at 100% purity, traceable in the family tree to Japan. So these are called full blood Wagyu. These are just the exact same DNA that would be like in a Kobe beef in Japan in terms of that same breed. And they'll get way more marbling and they'll get a sweet umami taste. It's a completely different experience. But there's only like 25,000 of those animals in the US, which is minuscule given the many, many million cattle overall. So it's hard. So you're not gonna be eating that. If you're in a restaurant and you see, you know, Wagyu, and they just say Wagyu, and they use Japanese characters on the menu and everything else, it's probably not even the purebred stuff raised here. It's probably Angus cross Wagyu, and it might be delicious. Just know what you're getting. We sell Wagyu cross Angus, and we call it Wagyu cross Angus, and we explain what it is, and we also sell the purebred. We also sell the stuff from Japan. Our shtick is like, we're not a beef brand. We just want you as the consumer to know what you're getting.
You're being transparent, which is important.
Transparent and have selection. Yeah. We've done tasting flights of just Wagyu, like Wagyu Angus Cross, purebred, which is 94%, 93% and above. Full blood, which is 100% DNA from America. Grass finished Wagyu, it's 100%. That's cool. And then the Japanese stuff, which is grain finished using Inawata rice straw. In some cases, we've got stuff using olive peels called olive Wagyu, all these exotic varieties, rated A5. You know, Kobe beef can be rated A4 or A5 to qualify as Kobe beef. So A5 is the high end of Kobe beef. That's what we sell. And it comes from Kagoshima, which is a different region that's actually better for breeding cattle in Japan. But you can lay all these out in one tasting flight and just experience different flavors. And it's great fun. I'm not of the mind like this is better than that. Like, I don't think an A5 Kagoshima is like better than a Wagyu Angus Cross. It's different and it's much higher priced. It's a totally different flavor experience.
Well, it's like wine. It's
just like wine or beer. The first time you have to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. The first time that you tried an IPA, did you like it? Honestly,
probably not.
You know,
it was probably too forward. It was intimidating.
Do you like it your now? Palate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. For sure.
You know, anyone who loves IPA now, I don't think many of them can truthfully say they loved it the first time.
I can agree. I've actually had that discussion with people.
Yeah. So
can you explain the grading too a little bit? Like people, A4, A5, what does that all mean?
Yeah, sure. I thought this might come up. So this is an infographic you can find on our blog if you just search Crowd Cow Wagyu infographic. But this explains how the rating's done. I've been to many Japanese Wagyu auctions and rating procedures. But so the basis of it is they're basically grading on two things. The yield, which is like a very it'd be like if you're not the producer, as a consumer, you don't really care. But it basically means how much meat came off of the bones.
Okay.
Yield. And then the other would be the fat quality and concentration. So how much fat is in there and how evenly dispersed is it?
Okay.
And based on those two things, you get a BMS score, which is the raw marbling score. It goes from 1 to 12. 12 is the highest. Mm-hmm. And then based on that and the yield, you get a coarse grain grade, A1 through A5.
Okay.
A4 and A5. Are the two coarse grain categories where in Japan you would consider it like a luxury beef,
okay.
Like a special occasion meal. You can't eat a lot of it. It's so rich. Mm-hmm. You know, you sear it, you eat it, you're full because it's so rich and it's delicious. It melts in your mouth. That's the A4 and the A5.
Okay.
And essentially that's the system.